every black female has a big butt and big boobs.
Loud, obnoxious. You get it.
Light skin being more attractive than dark skin. We're not smart. We're this way, we're that way. And a lot of times we have to prove ourselves as not being true.
I have this video that I found on YouTube. It's a featurette, a movie. It is so true. It's called A Girl Like Me. And it delves into the issues that we have with complexion in the black race. I was going to say here in America, but it's not just in America. Well, here's what it says. It says, color is more than skin deep for young African-American women struggling to define themselves. One of the latest comments on YouTube says, this was sad but eye-opening. Another person said, the little kids made me sad. You have got to see this. It says, after all, I am white and have always been attracted to dark-skinned girls. I think they have an exotic thing going on. All the girls in this video are cute and seem like very nice people. Let's see. The lopsided walrus said, I agree that black skin is beautiful too. It's just skin. However, millions of white people have darker skin tones and naturally black hair. Don't lump everyone in a race together. Just like there are black people with very light skin colors, the opposite is true for other races. Blah blah 0614 says about the video that you haven't even seen yet. I'm reading the comments. That's backwards. I'm so glad that you realize that the change in the perception of black women is long overdue. And I hope that more young black men will open up their eyes just as you have. But also that more young black women will stop conforming to what society dictates. Kane for Dem said, this video is so sad but so relevant. UNC Tar Heel 250 said, we watched this in social studies class. Everybody was interested in it. Grace Believers said, as a black man, I am devoting much time to helping black women feel better about having black features through teaching them the history of white racist counterfeit Christianity, which they taught us we are the devil. I am a true Christian and love the Lord. Black women are publicly dismembered in lynchings all across America. That's what Grace Believers said. So there's a lot of, there's 99 comments on this one, but this video is all over YouTube. A Girl Like Me. There's one that's 13 minutes. Let's see. There's 13 minutes. It's just so many of them. There's ones that are 7 minutes long. The Dance of the Black Girl. Okay. By Avril 16. Hot Black Schoolgirl. Foxy Girl Shaking Her Butt. Foxy Girl Shaking Her Butt has 313,383 hits. Let's see here. A Response to a Girl Like Me. Another video. So What If I Am a Black Woman? So, I had this video up on Girl 600. And I thought that it was so great. I have it up on my MySpace page. This is just something that we all need to see. So, now that African American Podcast.com is in week one, I had to get this video up post haste. We had to make this happen. I'm gonna make it happen, but I might not make it happen, but I'm gonna make it happen right here. Okay, so let's see. This one right here has had 40,000 hits, but there's so many different people that have it posted. Let's see if I type in A Girl Like Me featurette, because this one is spinning its wheels. Literally, it's a little spinning thing on the screen. And I've been converting some videos, because you know you can convert YouTube videos and save them, right? I have a link up on my page. Just download YouTube, just Google YouTube converters, and you can get these videos converted. Maybe I should put this part at the end of the show instead of at the beginning, because I'm just rambling on too much. I'd rather get straight to it, get straight to the point, rock this funky joint. AfricanAmericanPodcast.com is alive. The site lives. If you went to the site in its early days, in its heyday, no, not the heyday, just early days, in its early days, the Eagles won. We won. Oh, my gosh. Okay. If you went to the site in its early days and it took you to girl600.com, you're like, man, she ain't nothing but a bum. This site don't even go nowhere but to her original page. Guess what, brothers and sisters? The site now lives on its own. I now have three totally different podcasting websites. And do I like getting stuff off YouTube? Yes. Because it's a great place to find media Arcade. Go here. Let's see. If I go to my page, if I go to AfricanAmericanPodcast.com, I have a video up on my page. I could record it from there. Maybe that's what I'll do. Perhaps. I must pause my show. Yesterday I put out some funny stuff. I wasn't planning on putting out like a whole bunch of funny stuff. But I don't know. This show really has no arrangement to it. It's just the black podcast that if I put out some whole bunch of black stuff, get everybody say, ah, why would I black stuff every day? You know what I mean? Because I know, like, with me, I don't necessarily listen to, like, a whole bunch of black stuff. But I love listening to Joe Madison on XM Radio, XM Satellite Radio. Because, see, I got XM Satellite Radio, and I got Sirius. So I got the pro-black Joe Madison, but at the same time, I got Sirius with Howard Stern. And some days, I'd rather hear Howard Stern. But I know that when I'm listening to Howard Stern, I'm missing out on what's going on in Black America, like the Klan getting ready to march, and they hung that mannequin off that highway like a black person. You know, I miss out on stuff like that. You know? So it's, I don't always want to hear something so serious. Sometimes I want to laugh. Sometimes I want to watch, you know, I didn't know that I wanted to watch it, but it looks like I wanted to watch Living Color. And so I put out The Wrath of Farrakhan on Living Color. Remember Living Color when we was in high school back in the 90s? Yeah, boy. And they had this one episode instead of The Wrath of Khan. It was called The Wrath of Farrakhan. That joint was great. So Farrakhan gets aboard the USS Enterprise. My mama was a Trekkie. Let me tell you, my mama was a Trekkie. I ain't never liked Star Trek. I ain't never liked MASH. My mama loved them two shows and Westerns. My mama loved them two shows. Oh my gosh, this is my first time talking to AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. Everything else that I've done, like when I first started the website during the week of the Jenner 6th March, everything else that I did, the audio was audio that I'd put out on Girl600.com because it was African American talk. So I said I could just put this out on African American podcast. This is my first time specifically speaking to my two listeners over at AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. We just starting out. Now what I want to do is have separate content. Even though Girl600.com is my flagship website, it feels good to have AfricanAmericanPodcast.com standing on its own now, because AfricanAmericanPodcast.com used to go to Girl600. But there was no marketing around it. Nobody knew AfricanAmericanPodcast.com existed but me. But if you just happen to type it in out of the cats of your heart a year ago, it would have took you to Girl600.com. Not that anybody ever knew that. Now, AfricanAmericanPodcast.com, I put it on Odeo. I put it on iTunes. I put it on Yahoo. You can go put it on Podcast Alley, put it on some more sites for me. You see what I'm saying? I've been pretty busy with this right here. Having three sites is wild. Like, two sites, it was pretty easy. But three kind of takes it over the edge a little bit. Definitely. So I'm going to... Hi, welcome to AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. You are here on week one of the show. I am known in the podcasting world as Girl 600. And you say, what does that mean? Is that like the phone sex lady in the movie Girl 6? I love that movie Girl 6. With Teresa Randall. Did I say her name right? And Naomi Campbell was in that movie, made by Spike Lee. Girl 6. Girl 6! And Prince did the soundtrack. I used to love that movie. I used to watch it when I was stationed in England in the Air Force, when I was Air Force Security Police. At my first base was in England, RAF Lakenheath. That was the name of it, RAF, Royal Air Force, Lakenheath, when I was in England as security police, a military police officer. And I watched Girl 6. Why is Girl 6 not on DVD? Oh, is there some Girl 6 on YouTube? Oh, you shouldn't have told me that. You shouldn't have told me that. Hola. I never thought... I looked up Girl 6 on eBay before, but I never thought, oh my gosh, to look up this movie, Girl 6, my namesake, but I'm Girl 600 because I ride that Honda CBR sport bike, and my sport bike is a 600. You know, I, sport, engine size, mine is a 600. So I was like, I'll just be Girl 600. You know what I'm saying? And I owned African American Podcast for forever, over a year. And at the week of the whole Jenna 6 and the West Virginia rape and torture case, I was like, it is time for me to activate AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. Super friends. Let's see, Girl 6. Oh, I typed in Girl 6 and Girl 6 on YouTube. Are there any clips from the movie Girl 6? If so, I am going to download them and put them on my video. I bought Madonna Girl 6 cameo scene. Okay. Okay. A lot of this stuff is in Japan. Oh, there's 211 hits. The Girl 6 movie. Lesbian movie. Girl 6 isn't no lesbian movie. A lot of this stuff is Japan. But, Girls. DJ Girl 6. Webcam Girl 6. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Let's see here. This is not the Spike. Maybe I'm typing in Spike Lee. Girl 6 and type in Spike Lee. Spike. I should type in Spike Lee on YouTube anyway. LL Cool J presents Spike Lee with Silver Bucket Award. A conversation with the filmmaker about Girl 6. Oh, 57 minutes? It's awesome when you go on YouTube and you find, like, videos that are longer than they're supposed to be. Dog, this is from March 20th, 1996. Wow. Let's see. I'm not gonna watch it. He asked him about, He asked them about, I got everything planned here. Let's see. Bob Dole. I didn't vote in the Bob Dole Clinton election because that was when I was at my second base. And I was like, Clinton don't need me. Bob Dole, you know, holding the pencil with the little arm. Girl 6. Okay, back to what we are here to do. A Girl Like Me featurette is something that is so important that it deserves to be the first real episode to this podcast. So what I'm about to do here, once this thing starts playing, let me clear my computer of all the, there we go. Hey, there you go. I just had to clear up the trash. Okay, get ready. This is 13 minutes long. It's important. You listen to the audio, but you have got to see the visuals. You have got to see the visuals. You've got to see the little black kids when they do that doll test that they did back in the 40s. When they ask the little black kids, which doll do you like best and why? You have got to see that. And then you should have these intelligent young teenage black girls talking about, you know, their hair, their complexion. It is so great. Okay, you have subscribed to African American Podcast for a reason, not just to get clips from A Living Color with Homie Clown. You know, not just to listen to Chris Rock clips from YouTube. Sometimes you gotta take things seriously. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Take the headset off. This is low budget to no budget. I take my headset and I put it in front of the speaker and I record it. You know what I'm saying? We are grassroots underground radio movement here, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the shadows of the White House. This is underground, urban, real. From Birmingham to Baltimore, we keeping it real, baby. From Mobile to Maine, we keeping it real insane. Here you go right here. Here you come. You're ready. Get ready for that. This right here takes special podcasting equipment. Hold up.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoes. Make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful.
Hi, I'm Keely Davis. I directed the film A Girl Like Me, and you're watching Be Inside TV.
At a young age, I already knew the standards for a girl like me. As I become older, they become more obvious.
You have to have permed hair, relaxed hair.
You know, straight hair or like blonde hair, you know, long waves or something.
And if it's natural, that's good hair. Like bad hair is hair you have to relax because it's kinky.
Like, it's not, like, appealing to have, like, natural hairstyles. Or, like, if they are natural, they have to be, like, the curly head, like, black girl or something that looks mixed or something.
I remember when I first started wearing my hair natural, at first my mom was okay with it, and she thought it looked nice. And then after, like, the second day, she was like, oh, stop that. She was like, you're starting to look African. I was like, well, I am African. And that really pissed me off.
There are standards that are imposed upon us, like, you know, you're prettier if you're light-skinned.
I knew people in the past that, like, just, like, wanted to be light-skinned, not for any particular reason, you know, because they love themselves. I mean, they love themselves except for, you know, the color of their skin.
Like, my siblings are all lighter than me, and my mom, she's dark-skinned, but she's lighter than me. So, like, I noticed, and I was like, hey, how come I'm the darkest, and, you know, everybody else is so light, and I don't know. Since I was younger, I also considered being lighter as a form of beauty, or, you know, beautiful, more, you know, beautiful than being dark-skinned. So I used to think of myself as being ugly because I was dark-skinned.
I knew people who actually, like, went out there and got, you know, bleach and cream and everything. They actually, like laid in the tub, like, poured, like, capfuls of bleach into it just so they could, like, see if their skin would get lighter.
But yeah, my aunt that lives in Honduras, she basically started using skin bleaching cream when she was about 25. And she started her oldest daughter on it when she was about 11. And then she has an even younger daughter that was about 6 when she started using the skin bleaching cream on her.
I've seen people say that I would never marry a dark-skinned man because, you know, because I don't want that in my gene pool.
I guess I sort of felt like there was not any attention towards me because of maybe my skin color, or because my hair was kinky, or, you know, just basically that. Or even when I was younger, like, say there was, I don't know, a doll. I used to have a lot of dolls, but most of them were just white dolls with long straight hair that I would comb, and I would be like, oh, I wish I was just like this Barbie doll.
In Brown versus Board of Education, the famous case that desegregated schools in the 1950s, Dr. Kenneth Clark conducted a doll test with black children. He asked them to choose between a black doll and a white doll. In most instances, the majority of the children preferred the white doll. I decided to reconduct this test, as Dr. Clark did, to see how we've progressed since then.
Can you show me the doll that you like best, or that you'd like to play with?
This one. I like that one.
I kill it.
This one.
Over and over.
The little black kids picked the white doll.
And can you show me the doll that is the nice doll?
The white one.
And why is that the nice doll?
He's white.
And can you show me the doll that looks bad?
She picked the black one.
And can you give, and why does that look bad?
Because it's black.
And why do you think that's a nice doll?
Because she's white.
And can you give me the doll that looks like you?
She did not want
15 out of the 21 children preferred the white doll.
This little black girl did not want to pick up the black doll. There was even a black little boy. He didn't want the black doll. Now, mind you, you say, well, maybe they have on different outfits. No, the dolls look exactly the same. Same outfit, same everything. They don't have hair. They're like newborns. The only difference is the complexions. And these are very little black kids. They all hate. There may have been one that picked the black doll. They all hate the black doll. They hate themselves. They said the black dolls are bad. You gotta watch this. It's called Girl Like Me. Now, there's two versions. There's a 7-minute one and there's a 13-minute one. So if you go type in the Girl Like Me featurette, or just go to I got so many websites, AfricanAmericanPodcast.com, you will see it. It's crazy. I will continue with the show. Now back to our regular scheduled program.
our ancestors came to this country, and they were pretty much ripped out of their culture. You know, they couldn't speak their language. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't be themselves. They had to be like what everybody else told them to be.
When you don't know where you're from, and you don't know what country you're from, all you know is basically you're from Africa. That's all you're given. I feel like it brings on, like, a lot of ignorance, and it builds a lot of anger. I've seen it build a lot of anger in a lot of black young females. Like, I don't know, they feel like, because they feel like they have a right to disown any kind of, you know, African roots.
I think for a black girl in general, it's like you're missing a piece of you, you know? And for me, yeah, it's like, oh, I don't have any actual heritage, not heritage, but culture. Like, I know I'm from Africa, but, you know, the different countries in Africa have their different cultures, their different morals, their different values. And not knowing that just, it sort of keeps us at a loss. And we just, I feel like we're busy searching for it while everybody else in society is throwing their ideas and what they believe we should be at us. But, you know, personally, we know that's not what we should be, but we're going to take it because we don't know exactly what it is that we should be, because we don't really know where we came from.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoes, make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful, but what does that mean to you?
And it ends with the girl getting her hair permed, much like I was doing late last night myself. And another girl getting her hair weaved in a straightening comb on the stove, which I did last year and burned my hair out twice in the back. A teenager made this. This is so awesome. Tribeca Film Festival, question and answer. Okay, we won't go into all that. So you could just watch the 7-minute version. This girl is like a little teenager, 17 years old. Kiri Davis, K-I-R-I. She said she was trying to get the black girl experience. Should I call this episode the black girl experience? Maybe I will call it the black girl experience. I could do that, right? Call it the black girl experience, or should I call it a girl like me featurette? Now, as noted before, the biggest website of my generation was, let's see, what, you know, over on the side, they show you other things. A response to Girl Like Me. Let's see what somebody's got to say in the response. Let's check this out. A response video. Let's see here what they got to say. Girl, I can't hear you, girl. Talk up. Why come I don't hear the eye? You suck. Your response video is the worst. My feelings about a girl like me. If only I could hear them, that would be so nice. Okay. Is it just me, or can nobody else hear this lady sitting here? And she's got the natural Nubian hair. Let's see. Great response to the Girl Like Me video. You were truthful and God don't! Wait a minute, why I can't hear that?
I spent years trying to figure out whether, you know, I didn't.
There it is, there it is, there it is. Start over. Start over, girl, because I want to hear this. She responded to that. Let's see here. Oh, you know what? I had cut my speakers off. This is homegrown right here. Okay, let's see here if I can play the lady right here. What's her name? Two Ideas. She said, my feelings about a girl like me. Girl, tell it like it is. The black girl experience right here. The black girl experience. Go to girlsrecenter.com. That's my other podcast. If you want to hear a whole bunch of episodes, let's see what she had to say. Damn, I'm pretty. Okay, let's go.
This is my video response to the video at BFN Music about what it's like growing up to be an African-American female in this country. And I can honestly say it's a very difficult task. You know, I remember as a little girl thinking, that I wish that I just had straight silky hair because it'd be easier to comb. Because I listened to the people that took care of me complain about how long it took for them to comb my hair, how thick it was, how long it was. So I spent years trying to figure out whether, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. You know, I had somebody who I lived with, they straightened it and burned the heck out of my forehead, my ears, my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally when they got tired of straightening it, they just went ahead and put chemicals in it to relax it. And even though it was relaxed, I remember times where I was putting baby oil in my hair as a child to make it flow and be bouncy like I saw in the commercials. Mm. It was crazy. I couldn't believe I did that. But I wanted it to have the flip up like Farrah Fawcett.
Yay.
And I wanted it to flow and move when I shook my head. I wanted it to do this, right? Mm. Yeah. So it was just crazy. And it's true. I even went through the part where I thought if I were light-skinned somehow, that would make things better. I used to go to the local drugstore and buy compressed powder a few shades lighter than myself to cover my face.
Now, just to let you know, she appears to be about the complexion of, like, Toni Braxton. Now, let's continue.
And I don't know if it's any easier for white America. And, I read all the negative comments that some ignorant people left behind.
A lot of ignorance on YouTube.
You know, and I don't know. As black Americans, I just think that we all have struggles. But I know the video spoke to me because I went through that, and I'm 40, and I really thought that in the 20th, you know, as the 20th century went on, and now in the 21st century, that girls were still going through this, especially with African Americans so prevalent in TV today. You know, you have your Queen Latifahs and
your Halle Berry,
you have your Mary J. Blige's, and you have Oprah Winfrey.
But they're not held up as standards of beauty.
I didn't think they were still going through this.
Like Halle Berry.
I really didn't. But this video was made in 2005. So it wasn't like it was made 20 years ago. This was just made a couple of years ago. And it's just amazing to me that young girls still feel this way.
Oh, yes.
And that we in our community still allow them to feel this way. Or we're doing something that still lets them think that it's okay.
It's been done to us.
And it's not okay to be who they are.
It's in our heads.
It's not okay to love themselves, whether they're dark skin or light skin, or whether they have long silky hair because they're biracial, or for whatever reason that they have long silky hair, or if they don't have long silky hair, that the hair is short and coarse and curly like mine, although done on purpose now. But we still, it's like, I didn't realize that we still have the same old views about beauty in this country, that the lighter the complexion, the better it must be. Or
watch some videos, sister.
The hair, the better it must be. And I subscribe to that. I will never forget the day that I went to the place where I go for worship. And I went in and I had my hair flat iron. I mean, I was wearing it in these twists. I washed a twist out one day and had somebody flat iron for me. And it was straight and they bumped the ends over and it was flowing. And I came in and they said, oh my gosh, you look like a movie star. And you look like you came from Hollywood. And it was all this big to-do because I had my hair straightened and flat. Even my son likes my hair straightened and flat and long. And I was really surprised. I get no comments about how attractive I look now that I wear my hair natural and in these natural twists. I hear no comments. I don't hear, oh, you're pretty. Well, if I were to cut these off and straighten my hair again, I guarantee you, I could go anywhere and hear, oh, you look so pretty. And I don't hear that because my hair is natural anymore. Don't hear it at all. And I don't have a problem with that, except for that I just don't understand it. I don't understand why, you know, straight and flaxen is considered pretty and the way my hair naturally is considered not. Although I am glad that I am starting to see more and more actresses on TV. Like in the Crestor commercial, she has her hair in some kind of twist. And I'm seeing a lot more women in commercials that are wearing their hair natural or in afros. And look at the wife of Isaiah Washington, I think from Grey's Anatomy. His wife's hair is just like a bald fade, like the way men used to wear their hair back in the late 80s or whatever.
I would love an afro. Woo.
So it's a lot better than I guess I thought it was, but the video just really, when I saw the video, I cried because it was exactly what I went through, you know, 30 years ago. And I couldn't believe that it was still happening today, especially with more examples of people wearing their hair natural and being accepted and being on TV and being in movies and you know, Queen Latifah having her own makeup, you know, even though it's through Revlon. But, you know, we have makeup companies like Fashion Fair that are, you know, for African Americans and persons of color. One thing I would say to young African American women today is to seek out those role models that look like you. And the experiment she did with the baby, it just made me cry. I couldn't believe it, that they thought that the good baby was the white baby, even though the one that looked like them was the black baby. It's just sad. It's just so sad. And the only thing I can do is say that I'm sorry that it's like that, even though I know I don't control it.
She's making my eyes water up.
But I just want to say to all those girls out there that feel like that, that I love you and that God loves you. And don't let the things that you see around you dictate who you are and who you become in this world. Be true to yourself. Be yourself. Whether you're light-skinned or whether you're dark-skinned or whether you're tall or short, or whether you use a wheelchair like I do, no matter who you are, love yourself from the inside out. And it's taken me 40 years to figure that out, to struggle. You know, and I look at Tyra Banks and I feel bad for her, because even with all the money that she's made, she still gets upset by the things that people say about, you know, about her being fat or not. It doesn't matter. Tyra Banks should just love herself, you know, weave and all. You know, she's been proud to admit that she wears weaves, so be it. But I think she needs to love herself and not be concerned about what the world thinks of her, whether she's gained weight or not. If she's happy being heavier than she was when she modeled, then she should be okay with that. She should love the way she looks, because I finally love the way that I look. It doesn't matter to me what other people think or what they're going to say or what they're going to do, because I'm happy with myself. And that's where all of the young women that I saw in that video and any other African-American women, period, we struggle too much with just being women, let alone whether we're women of color or not. I just feel better having put this video together. And it is truly my hope that it'll be some encouragement to someone. And thank you to the person who put together that video and put it on YouTube. Thank you from Deborah in Ohio.
That's good. That is good. Well, if you want to find her response, her name is 2 Ideas, the number 2, and Ideas. And she posted that response earlier this year. Oh, there's a girl highlighting her. Going back to natural hairstyles, called New Growth, The Natural Progression, Black Shampoo, A Boy Like Me, Bill Cosby Breaks It Down, A Boy Like Me. Now, what's that all about? Somebody has a comment, no more comments. Well, I'm going to go. You were listening to AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. The name says it all. I have Girl600.com, which has been in business since February of 2006. So if you want to get in the mix, you can go back and download some episodes from Girl600. Go to the website. I've put up a couple of buttons to make it easy for you to get to iTunes. And you can use iTunes to subscribe to thousands of podcasts. I mean, just from all the big names in news and media, radio, whatever. Even Quincy Jones now has a podcast. So iTunes has everything. And podcasts are free. Do not pay. I saw on Audible.com they're trying to make people pay for like Tavis Smiley podcast. You can get Tavis Smiley podcast for free on iTunes. Now Tavis has about as many podcasts as I do. I think me and Tavis both have 3 podcasts. But one of his podcasts is just the presidential debates that they had. Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm pretty.